Welcome back to the Below Average Joe's MMA Show. We are finally in the studio after a week off, and it would have been a lot of off time with the start of the new year. Then we had two events, then we had a week off, but now this starts a stretch of 11 straight weeks of UFC fights. You add in PFL versus Bellator in February. The Bellator International Series, I believe, starts in March. The PFL regular season starts in April. As we are now into February of the new year, 2024, everything's coming together on the mixed martial arts calendar, and we are kicking it into gear. It starts this weekend in the Apex with a fight night, UFC Vegas 85, two top 15 middleweights, Roman Dolidze versus Nassourdine Imavov. We're going to talk about that main event and the rest of the card, some of the big-time fights, because we have other ranked fighters putting their spots on the line this weekend. Not a lot of big news has came out in the off week other than Kayla Harrison signing with the UFC and being booked to fight Holly Holm at UFC 300. There was not an audio episode just for that. It wasn't enough to make a full thing, but if you follow the show on social media and on YouTube, you would have got some content there, which is a shameless plug here at the beginning to follow along on all platforms. There's pros and cons. Actually, there's no cons, but there's pros to doing it on all platforms at the BAJ MMA. So with all that said, let's get into today's show, UFC Vegas 85. Two weeks ago, we saw the middleweight championship get put up for grabs, and we got a new champion. Dricus du Plessis took down Sean Strickland over the course of a five-round decision. He became the champion. Sean Strickland now back into the contender pool of the 185-pound division. A lot to still get situated there in the coming weeks and months. Maybe even something happening at UFC 300. We are still awaiting the big main event announcement for that card from Dana White that could be happening this week. But as of today, Wednesday, when I'm recording this, no announcements just yet. But the middleweight division is churning. The title just got solidified and a new champion is atop the throne. Now we have number 8 ranked Roman Dolidze coming in having won 4 of his last 5 fights. The only loss was last year to Marvin Vettori in a very close decision. And he's taking on the number 11 ranked Nassourdine Imavov, looking to get back on track after a no contest and a loss in his last 2 fights. I really like this UFC Vegas 85 main event between Roman Dolidze and Nassourdine Imavov. And the main reason is this. We've seen both of these guys get into a fight where winning would put them into legitimate title contention, and they both lost that fight. So we look at Roman Dolidze first, the 35-year-old from the country of Georgia. He fought Marvin Vettori in March of last year in a very close 3-round decision. Could have went either way. Marvin gets the nod. I saw a lot of people even throughout the week leading into the event Saturday saying they thought Roman should have got the nod there. But I digress. A loss is a loss at the end of the day. Prior to that, though, he had won 4 straight, 3 of those by knockout, even a knockout over a ranked Jack Hermanson. You put together a win streak like that, you are going to put yourself into a spot in this division where in 2023 was relatively stale, didn't have a lot of movement outside of the title picture, which was essentially getting tossed back and forth between Alex Pereira and Israel Adesanya. And then, of course, we saw Sean Strickland enter that late into the fall of 2023. And that's why that was such an important fight for Roman. Had he beat Marvin Vettori, he would have entered the top 5 for the first time in his career. He would have had a legitimate say in a potential title opportunity, having what would have been a 5-fight win streak with 2 top 10 victories over Vettori and Hermanson. However, that was not the case. He falters, and now, after what has nearly been 1 full year off, it'll be just under 11 months since that fight, he is back in action against Imavov. And for Nassourdine, much of the same. He had started his UFC tenure with a 1-1 record, but then rallied off 3 straight victories over the likes of Ian Heinisch, Edmund Shahbazyan, who is returning actually relatively soon. They just announced yesterday. Shout out to Big Marcel on Twitter. And then he got a victory over Joaquin Buckley. 2 of those were by knockout, and he had earned himself a top 15 spot in the middleweight rankings. and an opportunity to fight Sean Strickland at the very beginning of last year. Now, yes, at that point, Sean wasn't necessarily a title contender, but he had started building a big name for himself, so he was never really that far away from title contention. I mean, if we look at the year that Sean Strickland had, he beat Imovov, and then he beat Abus Magomedov, and then he got a title opportunity. So if you would have all of a sudden switched the result there, and Nasruddin had gotten a victory over Strickland, had made his win streak 4 in a row with a top 10 victory under his resume, someone who had lost to the champion at the time, Alex Pereira, we really could have seen Imovov take one more big step into the top 5 and potentially be amongst the title contenders in this division. However, that was not the case. He loses over the course of 5 rounds to Sean Strickland, has to take a fight back in the rankings. I don't even know if Chris Curtis at the time in June was ranked, but then they fight and this fight gets stopped via no contest where they had an accidental clash of heads in the 2nd round. So the two of these guys are very similar in a sense, the way that they've had their runs in the UFC thus far. Roman 6-2, Imovov 4-2 with that no contest to Chris Curtis. The big difference here is the age. Nasruddin seems to have more time to put things together, being only 28. For Roman Dolidze, 35, only 14 pro fights, started his journey a little bit later than most, but he's made his way here, both these guys in similar spots. And I'm not going to say it's a do or die where if you lose this one, you may never get your opportunity to truly be amongst title contenders in this division. But if having this title fight is worth anything in January, I think it is starting, what could be a pretty important year for the 185-pound division, a year where we can see movement throughout the number 1 through number 15 rankings while still having active championship bouts. And that is why I believe that this fight is very important. A win here for either man can put them one more win away from a title shot in this middleweight division. Outside of the 7-year, advantage, if you will, for Imovov being 7 years younger than Dolidze, stature-wise, they're very similar. 6'2 versus 6'3, 76 versus 75 in terms of inches of reach. Both are very physically strong. And Roman is probably going to look a little bit thicker, probably walks around a little bit heavier naturally. But these are two very strong guys that have very well-rounded skill sets when they're in the octagon. Imovov always is going to have the wrestling in his back pocket that he can resort to, but he's shown in a lot of his fights that he will default to just standing, clinching, and doing well in the striking department to get his victories. And for Dolidze, he is very strong and powerful, but he will elect to try and get the fight to the ground, if so, in order to get the finishes. Just see that one that he got over Jack Hermanson. So I think when you add in the types of styles that these guys have, where Nasruddin, yes, isn't in, barn burners, and neither is Dolidze, but both have finishing capabilities. I think when you add that in with the importance of number 8 versus number 11, you win here, you can get yourself a top 5 opponent in your next fight. I think it makes for a very good main event and what is back-to-back middleweight main events, the title fight at the end of January, and now this one here to start February. So let me know in the comments below, what do you think about this middleweight main event? Is it deserving? Is it a pretty important fight? And what are your predictions? How do you see this one playing out? The number 8 ranked Roman Dolidze coming in as the betting underdog, plus 140, to the number 11 Nasruddin Imovov, minus 166 betting favorite. Will you be taking a side in this fight? Will you bet the dog in Roman Dolidze, or will you take the betting favorite in Imovov to get back on track after these last two iffy performances? And more importantly, do you think what I said rings true? Do you think that not only is this a big year, 2024, for the middleweight division, but is this a fight where it could be a do-or-die circumstance in terms of the loser here may not ever get a true crack into title contention? However, the winner could put themselves in an opportunity where they could be one win away from that ever so coveted UFC title shot. And now we will get into the rest of UFC Vegas 85, because we've got 4 other ranked fighters to discuss, and it starts in the 155-pound lightweight division. My final wants money! for the first time since that infamous post-fight interview with Joe Rogan that Hanato Moicano had, which was in November of 2022, he is back in action, taking on the number 15-ranked Drew Dober. Hanato is number 13-ranked himself, coming in off of a win over Brad Riddell, in which he got a submission in the very first round at Madison Square Garden. He's won three of his last four fights, and the only two losses were to guys named Rafael. So maybe that's just the kryptonite for Money Moicano. He lost a decision to Rafael Dos Anjos and got knocked out back in December of 2020 by Rafael Fiziev. And let us not forget that that loss to Rafael Dos Anjos wasn't just a traditional loss. It was a five-round co-main event fight where he entered on, I think, 3 days' notice, flew all the way from Brazil to UFC 272, stepped in to face RDA, and went toe-to-toe with him for 25 minutes, took a beating, but never went down, and even had some moments where he was landing big shots in that fight. That is where he really had a star born for his career, a rejuvenation, if you will, for Hanato Moicano, and he made good by bouncing back after that loss, after that saving the card style moment when he got that victory over Riddell that I previously mentioned. And on the other side, Drew Dober coming in the blue corner on one of the best stretches of his career, having won four of his last five fights. All four of those victories are by KO TKO. The only loss came to Matt Frivola last May in a fight that we knew someone was going to get knocked out and knocked out early. Unfortunately for Drew Dober, his jaw finally got cracked when he went down 4 minutes into round number one. That was only the second KO loss of Dober's career, the only other one coming way back in 2011. He's got that iron jaw that a lot of people love to talk about. So Matt Frivola did crack it, but he bounced back. He knocked out Ricky Glenn in October of last year. Luckily for Drew Dober, he's going up against Moicano, who's not known as a knockout specialist, but he is known for his submission threats. He has 10 victories to his name by way of submission, and Drew Dober has been subbed 4 times in his career. But on the flip side, Drew Dober has 14 knockout victories, and 3 of Moicano's 5 losses have come by way of knockout. I think a stoppage is what we can expect in this fight. It's just a matter of who are you leaning on getting the job done. I love this fight. It's fan-friendly. It's 34 years old for Moicano versus 35 years old for Drew Dober. Two guys that have been around for a long time, have had their ups and downs, but have since put on very good performances. 3 out of 4 of his last fights for Moicano have been victories. 4 out of 5 have been victories for Dober. They're coming in now, clashing together, and the rankings are on the line, a spot to climb one step closer to the top 10 of the lightweight division. And then the other two ranked fighters on the card are the number 7-ranked Viviane Araújo and number 9-ranked Natalia Silva. This fight is going down between two top 10 women's flyweights in a fight that I am very excited for. Main reason being Natalia Silva and what I believe to be a future UFC champion. The 26-year-old number 9-ranked Natalia Silva has been on a tear through her first 4 fights in the UFC, has 2 knockout victories and 2 very decisive decision victories. The last one earned her a spot in the rankings when she defeated Andrea Lee. Her first fight in the UFC was literally against Jasmine Jujudovicius, and we've seen that that win has aged like a fine wine. Jasmine has been on a tear of her own recently. Natalia Silva, so young, and definitely is getting the biggest jump of her career so far, now going up against the seasoned veteran and 37-year-old, number 7-ranked, Viviane Araújo. Viviane, ever since coming into the UFC, has fought pretty much most of the top talents of the women's flyweight division, including Caitlin Chookagian, Andrea Lee, Alexa Grasso, the current champion of the division, by the way, and is coming off of a victory in October over Jennifer Maia. She's even fought one of my favorite fighters and someone that goes back and forth between 125 and 115, Amanda Ribas. She's fought Jessica Ai, who has fought for a title, Montana De La Rosa, a once highly touted prospect, still on the back side of the division looking into the top 15. This experience, I believe, is a pretty big deal. This is a big step for Silva, and I believe that she will get it done. I believe that she's a minus 340 favorite for a reason, but I think those odds are a little steep for making a jump against someone in Viviane that has so much experience against high-level opponents. That's something that Silva just quite frankly does not have yet, And yes, she will garner that experience over time. And there's no other way to find out than by fighting someone like Araújo and getting your chance. But in what will be just her fifth UFC fight, Natalia Silva, with a win Saturday night, could find herself approaching the top five of the women's flyweight division. And much like the main event discussion, could be in a situation where she could be one victory away from a title shot. And as for the rest of the card, we've got Randy Brown coming up against Muslim Salikov in what should be a pretty good fight. Shout out to Randy, friend of the show. Meatball Molly McCann is back in action in a rematch against Diana Belbita early on the prelims. And a fight that I'm actually looking forward to on the prelims as well is Thimba Garimbo and Pete Rodriguez. Pete Rodriguez comes in just like a wild man, kill or be killed. And Garimbo has a very touching story. And he had that kind of moment with The Rock that happened. It went all over social media where The Rock helped move him out of the gym. Thimba was living in his gym, moved him to a new home, helped provide him with some financial upside to begin training better, living his own life, moving his family here to the States. So I think it's just a beautiful story, and it's a big spot for him against someone that's very dangerous in Pete Rodriguez. So let me know all your thoughts on the rest of UFC Vegas 85. Let me know who you think is going to get victories, what your bets are, and everything in between. And that's it for today's show as well. There's not been any big news. Like I said, I alluded to Kayla Harrison earlier, and that's pretty much all that's happened during the off week. So there could be a possibility of something get added to the show after I recorded this initial stuff on Wednesday. But if not, and something comes over the weekend, you can look forward to that on Monday. But I hope you did enjoy this episode. I hope you guys are just as excited as I am for 11 straight weeks of mixed martial arts action. Everything is going down, and be sure to just follow this show on all available platforms, because we're going to be having all the discussions and everything, all my thoughts, all my opinions. And I want to really look in 2024 to build a community, an interactive community. So send in questions, leave comments. I'll try to interact as much as I can. I want to even bring back this. Me and Noah used to talk about it all the time. We have a voice message option if you want to be featured on the show. The link is in the description of the audio episodes, and it's even linked on YouTube. Maybe I can look to share that more. Maybe once a week, try and get some questions, bring some voices and opinions onto the show with myself in this solo effort. So enjoy the rest of your week, enjoy the weekend, enjoy the fights, and I'll catch you in the next episode.